A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction, but they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation they shall shine and dart about as sparks through stubble. When I was a junior in college, I spent 6 months abroad as an exchange student in Sierra Leone, a country in West Africa. There were 9 of us who participated in the program, and each of us went there for a variety of reasons: to experience what it's like to be a minority, to learn about other cultures, to see new things, and if we were entirely honest, to have the opportunity to recreate ourselves from scratch. All of us wished to be someone a little bit different than we already are, a little more carefree, a little less neurotic, a little more daring, a little less shy. All of us have relationships we would rather escape than understand, issues we would rather avoid than address. There's something about making a radical break that really appeals to us, like we can start again anew. Go west, young man, we say in the U.S. Move to another country, enter a religious order, change careers. The problem is that when we attempt such a recreation, we often discover in a most painful manner the truth of the old axiom, wherever you go, you take yourself with you. Here the 9 of us were in our first weeks of life in a foreign land, and we were not new people. We were more ourselves than we had ever been before. More neurotic, less daring, more shy. Relationships could be severed by distance, but their effects were still there, and the patterns of relating were still the same. Issues that seemed like minor personality quirks back in the U.S. suddenly blossomed as if force-fed Miracle-Grow. Really, the axiom should read, wherever you go, you take twice yourself with you. And for some of us, that's very heavy luggage indeed. Today we commemorate the Feast of All Souls, the last in a triduum of days that mark the high point of autumn here in the Church of the Northern Hemisphere. Like its mirror in the peak of spring, this little triduum at the peak of fall includes a day in which we dwell in the dark world of death, a day in which we celebrate the resurrection of the body of Christ, and then an in-between kind of day, when what's going on inside that tomb is somewhat of a mystery. The difference between these two tridua is the order that the days is mixed up. In the triduum of Jesus Christ at Easter, we have a beginning, a middle, and an end. The triduum of his risen body at this time of year has a beginning, an end, and a middle. It has all the same refrains, all the same chords, all the same words. It's the same mystery. But at the end of this triduum, we're left hanging on a different note to reflect upon. A haunting little hum with lyrics that go something like, wherever you go, you take yourself with you. The experience of death in the Catholic tradition is a little like crossing the border of a foreign land. And the good news of our faith is that death is not the end that it seems that it is. The web of relationships that ties us to our kin and neighbors is not erased. Our personal uniqueness is not obliterated. Even in this journey into the most opaque mystery encountered by humankind, we take ourselves with us. But on the other hand, the bad news of our faith, if that's permissible to say, is that death isn't the end it seems to be. The web of relationship that ties us to our kin and neighbors is not erased. Our personal uniqueness is not obliterated. We take ourselves with us, perhaps doubly so, for on the other side, we're without the masks, without coping mechanisms, the distractions that we can hide behind here. In death, we are more fully ourselves than we ever knew ourselves to be. And that's good and that's bad, because we're very complex beings. This Catholic intuition about an in-between state bridging this life and the next is very old. It actually has its roots in Old Testament passages like the one that we read today from the Book of Wisdom, which speaks of a time of purgation in which we're like gold in furnace. The concept of a purgatory has taken some hard knocks over the centuries. Yet the longer I sit with the notion, the more I am moved by how very relevant and revealing our intuition about this in-between state is. It speaks to me of a God who's so patient and merciful that he's willing to keep working with us on the other side of death, who respects human persons so deeply that he doesn't fix them like a flash, like some sort of machine, but works with them in their own healing, in their own time, helping them to open themselves to more and more love. This day of remembrance can be very consoling to us, especially as we recall the many loved ones that we've watched cross over the border of death in the past year. It's comforting to be able to place them in the hands of a gentle and transforming God, to know that we can still pray for them, that our relationships with them can still be healed, even if they parted on a less than ideal note. And yet at the same time, this day of remembrance can be very challenging, for if our Catholic intuition about purgatory is true, it has implications for the living as well as the dead. It means that while death is not the terror we might perceive it to be, neither is it the panacea. Our divisions and wounds will not be erased by a magical divine wand, but by a God who chooses to accompany us in the difficult and sometimes painful process of reconciliation and forgiveness and healing. And we can engage that process in this life and or in the next, but either way we're going to have to engage it, because this is the way that we know God to work. In the face of a culture that says, live it up, you can't take it with you, the church says, work it out, because you will. Today, as we pray for all the faithful departed passing through the mystery of the in-between, let us also pray for ourselves who are living that same mystery of reconciliation and healing in our own lives and world. For we need not wait till death to work things out. We can enter into a state of purgation now. We can open our hardened and hurting hearts to the tenderness of God now. And we don't need to go anywhere else to know such care. Wherever we go, God is there.